Rabbi Sai, we are learning some of the halachos of Bishol, and what we moved on to last time we learned is a discussion of the source of the heat, and we pointed out that Bishol Bechamas of the Gemara is going to be Bishol Bechamas Heter Gomor. And that's what we analyzed last time in terms of the use of microwaves on Shabbos, whether that's Bishul Min HaTorah or not Bishul Min HaTorah, the Machlokas Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Moshe. Within Bishul, the Gemara says that Bechama it's mutter, Todos Chama is Aser Midrabanan. If I cook with something that was heated by the sun, it's Aser Midrabanan. Todos Ha'or, if I cook on the fire, it's aser min hatayra, for sure. Todos ha'ar, if I cook with something that was heated by a fire. So the pashtus in the Gemara is that that's also aser min hatayra. The Gemara says, ein megalgal and beitza, something like that. Gilgal mai, zok the Gemara, gilgal chayiv chatos. If I'm chayiv a korban, that means it's mamish aser min hatayra. And the pashtus is that toldos ha'or is aser min ha'tayra, and that would mean that cooking in the kli rishon is going to be an iser de'oraisa. Because a kli rishon is toldos ha'or, no? The kli rishon was heated by the fire, right? Kli rishon, by the way, that I'm talking about, is a kli rishon that is removed from the fire. A kli rishon that's mamish on the fire, that's mamish cooking in fire, there's nothing to talk about. There might be certain items that only cook in the kli rishon agabe ha'or, right? Sricha milcha bishula kibisra datura. According to one opinion of the Gemara, salt, everybody holds bisra datura, only cooks in kli rishon agabe ha'or. But we paskin that even the kli rishon shalo agabe ha'or cooks. That means I have a pot, it was on the fire, I remove the pot from the fire. So we paskin that there is bishul in the kli rishon. No, this is kind of standard Judaism, bishul in the kli rishon. And standard Judaism, Babylonian Talmud, this is an iser d'oraisa, gilgal chayiv chatos, it's aser min ha'torah. Aval yesh lanu baya, that in what we call the Talmud Yerushalmi, and some call the Palestinian Talmud, because they are trying to remove Jewish origin from the Talmud, but we believe that it's actually Jewish. The Palestinian Talmud, the Talmud Yerushalmi writes, that was not a political statement, that was just like a statement. So the Talmud Yerushalmi writes, the Asu Harchaka L'Kli Rishon below Asu Harchaka L'Kli Sheni. The Yerushalmi is bothered by a kasha that we're going to talk about at some length. What's the difference between the Kli Rishon and the Kli Sheni? Zot the Yerushalmi, I believe it's on Nun Beis in the standard Dapim of the Yerushalmi. Zot the Yerushalmi, Asu Harchaka L'Kli Rishon, Velo Asu Harchaka L'Kli Sheni. That's really interesting, no? Asu Harchaka sounds like it's a Din D'Rabbanan. There's a Din D'Rabbanan, there's Bishul and the Kli Rishon. It could be that Quinti Rishami and the Ran and Daf Chofa Manav Bedape Harif quotes that Quinti Rishami, there's only Bishul Min HaTaira, Kosha Ha'esh Holech Tachtov. It's only Bishul Min HaTaira if there's a fire mamish underneath it. If there's no fire underneath it, if it's the Rishami's Lashon is Kosha or Holech Tachtov, Asu Harchaka L'Kli Rishon, it sounds like it's Asur Midrabanan. If the fire is not underneath it, the Ram Tainas, yeah, the Yerushalmi says this, but some Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, we always paskin like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi, because as the Rif tells us in the end of Erevin, Hilchasa Kibasra. No? Hilchasa Kibasra, meaning to say, the Talmud Bavli is written like in the fourth or fifth generation of Amoraim. The Talmud Yerushalmi is authored by Rabbi Yochanan in basically the first generation of Amoraim, the way we count it. So the Yerushalmi is earlier than the Bavli. We follow the Bavli because it is later. Ran says there's a machlekes Bavli Yerushalmi. However, in the Sefer Megillah Sefer, I'm a huge fan of this book. The Megillah Sefer is mamish awesome. The Megillah Sefer on page 39 offers four different perushim in this Yerushalmi. Because Sefer Taina knows that there are four Perushim. Let's go slowly. One Perush is that Asu Harachaka Likli Rishon Lo Asu Harachaka Likli Sheni. You know, the Shach in Yerideya Simin Kufhei quotes from the Maharshal that usually there is Bishol only if something is Yad Soledes. If the water is not Yad Soledes, there's no Bishol. However, the Maharshal is Machmir not to put anything into a Kli Rishon, even if it's not Yad Soledes. Both the Shach and the Taz quote this. But as we know, the Maharshal is one of the people who always loses in halacha. No? Whenever you have a Maharshal and a Lavush, basically, right, you know that we're not going to pass in that way. Right? The Maharshal and the Lavush both did not accept the authority of Shulchan Aruch. They felt that the Maharshal writes in his Hakdama, he wrote the Yam Shor Shlomo, Mamish goes on forever. He says, because this book Shulchan Aruch teaches you how not to learn. It gives you just conclusions. And the way to learn is you go through the sugya with the Rishonim and you analyze it. No, it sounds like Rabbi Rosenzweig write the Maharshal. Right? You don't like just read Shulchan Aruch. Right? You kind of, right? You have to read the whole Yam Shor Shlomo and then you know what you're talking about. But what's interesting is we generally don't paskin like the Maharshal. So Maharshal says, Asu harchaka l'kli rishon, meaning if I have a kli rishon that's not yad soledes bo, it's still usher. Lo asu harchaka l'kli sheni. In a kli sheni, right? The only possible problem that we'll hopefully discuss maybe today, maybe tomorrow, is if it is yad soledes bo. Lo asu harchaka l'kli sheni. That's the Maharshal. The others, Taina, that there is a different Mahalach. The Shach, the Taz, they both reject this Maharshal. The Gra says that there is no really Yerushalmi. There's no such Yerushalmi who says that there's only Bishul Min HaTaira and the Kli. In the Kli Rishon with Eish Meholeich Tachtov, the Gra understands that there's no Machlokas Bava Yerushalmi against the Ran. The Gra says that the way to understand the Yerushalmi is Kol Sha'ar Haya Holeich Tachtov. When the fire was underneath it, then there's Bishul. But it could still be that that is going to be Bishul Drabonon. And that's because perhaps the only din of Bishul Min HaTaira is a Kli Rishon that is Mirusachin. The Lashon of the Mishnah Membeis is Ofis Vakedera Shaviran Mirusachin. It could be that the only time there's Bishul Min HaTaira is if it's Mamish bubbling, boiling. You could see it coming up and out. You see the bubbles. But if it's not Mirusach, so it could be there is no Bishul Min HaTaira. And that could be that there's a din of Bishul Midrabanan. And perhaps, again, perhaps the Bavli disagrees and the Bavli might hold that there's Bishul Min HaTaira whenever it's Yad Soledes. But it's entirely possible that this din that you need Resicha for Bishul is going to be the Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Asu harchaka l'kli rishon, that by a kli rishon, if it's not Mirutach, there still is an Isser, at least midrabonon. By a Kli Sheni, it could be there's only an Isser when it's Mirutach. By a Kli Sheni, it could be the Isser is only when it's Roschen. What Roschen means, I'm not sure. I want to talk about it a little bit later, but it certainly means super hot. That might be Roschen. So I have four Perushim in the Yerushalmi, no? I have a Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. I have the Gra that there's no Machlokas, Kosha Ar Haya Holech Tachtov. I have the Maharshal. And I have this Mahalach that their din, Min HaTaira, is only when it's Mamish bubbling. If it's not bubbling, it could be that's going to be Derav Banan according to Yerushalmi. Could be according to the Bavli, it's going to be Dairaisa, but this distinction will still be relevant if you give me 10 minutes. This is our discussion of Kli Rishon. Let's jump from Kli Rishon to Kli Sheni. Okay, kli sheni means the water was on top of a pot on the fire. I take that pot off the fire. That's a kli rishon shelo agabei ha'esh. I pour that water into another cup. That's called a kli sheni. Does kli sheni cook or does kli sheni not cook? So general rule in Judaism is kli sheni eino mevashel. I once was speaking to Rabbi Charlap, and I mentioned there's some joke that somebody said that once upon a time someone poured a cup of tea on Rav Cook, and Rav Cook says it doesn't hurt because kli sheni eino mevashel. And Rabbi Charlap says it can't be true because his grandfather, who was Rav Cook's closest Talmud, said that Rav Cook never told a joke in his whole life. Rav Cook was mamish like the most serious guy ever. I think that's the right. Rav Cook wasn't really modern Orthodox, no? However, as if he needed a raya. But the yesod is, kli sheni on the fundamental level is eino mevashel. But we still have the kasha, ma bein kli rishon, the kli sheni. The same kasha Yerushalmi asked, what's the difference between kli rishon and kli sheni? We could ask as well. The Yerushalmi's answer, that kli rishon itself is derabbanan, seems not to be accepted. So there are five perushim in Mefarshim. The Rashba writes that kli sheni doesn't cook because water that I put into a kli sheni doesn't get hotter. Instead, it cools down the stuff that was in the kli sheni beforehand. Bishul means I put something into a cup and that something gets hot. I put something into a pot, that something gets hot. But if that something doesn't get hot, instead it cools down the pot itself, that's not bishul. This is the Lashon HaRashba. Now this, of course, is very difficult. Reb Shlomo Zalman in the Tshuva, I believe in Chelek Aleph, Simin, Mincha Shlomo Chelek Beis Simin Lamed Dalet Oschaf Beis. Reb Shlomo Zalman did a test. He put some water, cold water, in a bag into a kli sheni. Then he tested the temperature of them. The water that was not in the bag did not get cooler because of the stuff in the bag. If anything, the stuff in the bag got hotter. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, I don't understand the Rashba. The Rashba says that kli sheni, the stuff gets colder, it doesn't get hotter. Hard to know what that means. My theory is, again, this is me. I don't know if anyone agrees with me, but you're in my share, so haha. Rashi writes that Ufas Vakadir Shivir Mirusachin, Zakht Rashi Mirutachin means that Kli Rishon is Mivasho when it's Roteach, when it's Mamish boiling. Now, we said Yad Soledes. What do you mean boiling? So we mentioned that there might be two different temperatures of Yad Soledes. Higher Yad Soledes for cooking purposes, lower Yad Soledes for bathing purposes. If I hold the higher Yad Soledes is necessary for cooking purposes, so it could be that when I pour from a kli rishon to a kli sheni, by definition, the water is going to cool down beneath higher Yad Soledes. If higher Yad Soledes, let's say, is 180, right, in all likelihood, when I pour that water, it's going to cool down, and it will drop beneath 180. So it could be that that is not going to be hot enough for Bishul. This mahalach is a mahalach that we'll talk about within a Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam has a famous line that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that the Chazon Ish likes, that even a kli sheni, if it is yad nichbeis, there's going to be bishul. Meaning, if I assume that the distinction between kli rishon and kli sheni is that the temperature in a kli sheni goes down, it's not hot enough. So lu yitzuyer, theoretically, right, that means al pi rov, the temperature doesn't go down enough. But theoretically, if I would have the temperature in the kli sheni to be hot enough, so ken zayin it will be mevashel. That is the Chaya Adam's Yad Nechves. Now, the Chaya Adam's Yad Nechves is funny because he quotes it based on the Chayyim quoting him on Shabbos. But he writes, look in what I wrote in my Sefer Sharei Tzedek, which is his Sefer on Mitzvah Satzulius Ba'aretz. In Mitzvah Satzulius Ba'aretz, there's a din of Kvios Lamaiser. I'm allowed to eat Achilas Arai. I'm allowed to, if I go into a field and there's stuff growing, I can just nibble on it without Hafreshes Trumas and Maisers. But once something is kavua, I can't nibble on it. The definition of stuff that's kavua, the Tiferes Yisrael is always the one who gives pneumonics. The Tiferes Yisrael writes that kisimchas eish is the definition of the stuff that is kavua. Kavua means that I can't eat achilas arai. I can't just nibble on it once it's kavua. I have to first be mafresh trumas and maisers. What is kavua? So kavush is kavua, kisimchas eish, kavush, shabbos, maluach, chamin. What's chamin? So the Rambam writes, chamin is something that goes into hot water. If it's yad seiledes, it's derabbanon. If it's yad nichves, it's deraisa. That's Rambam writes in Hilchas Maisris. The Chaya Odom applies that Rambam by Hilchas Maisris to Hilchas Shabbos. And the Chaya Odom says that Kli Sheni, that if it's Yad Nichves, is going to really be Mevashel. That would make sense according to this entire Gisha, that the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is simply a difference in, pardon the expression, in degrees, right? That Kli Sheni is ordinarily cooler than the Kli Rishon, but if I have a Kli Sheni, theoretically, that's super duper hot, it could be, it's going to be a problem. Okay.
Schwartz?
Yes.
According to that, if you have a Kli Rishon after a couple minutes where it's going to also dip below the higher Yatzeledes, why is that any different?
So that could be what the Yerushalmi means of Asu Harchaka L'Kli Rishon, but Asu Harchaka L'Kli Sheni and Achanami. That's exactly the way some of the Mefarshim understand the Yerushalmi, that it could be, in that case, it's Derabonan. We assume, ordinarily, that's Deraisa. Correct. But that gufa might be the pshat in the Yerushalmi of Asu Harchaka. Yes. There is, however, a famous mahalach in terms of the distinction between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, which is what Tosis tells me on Daf Mem. Tosis tells me on Daf Mem that a Kli Rishon, because it was on the fire, defanos mechamamos. But a Kli Sheni is not defanos mechamamos. Mem amid beis, Tosis diamasko shmamino, tema, maishna kli sheni mekli rishon. If it's yad soledes, kli sheni should also be mevashel. If it's not yad soledes, kli rishon is not mevashel. V'yesh lomar. Tosis answers, l'fisha kli rishon mitoch she'amad al ha'or, dofnos of chamin, u'machzik chomo zman meruba, l'kach nosnu bo shir, d'chozman she'yad soledes bo aser. About Kli Sheni, af agav the Yad Soledes bo mutter, she'en dofnos of chamin, v'holechu miskareer. Zaktosis, that Kli Sheni, the walls are not hot, a Kli Rishon was mamish on the fire, so the pot got heated by the fire. Since the pot got heated by the fire, so the walls of the pot are hot, therefore, there's Bishul. Kli Sheni was never on the fire. So it's dofnosav holechu miskarer. The walls are getting colder and colder. And therefore, zaktaisis, there's no bishul. Now, what exactly does taisis mean? So I have two mahalachim of what taisis means. One mahalach is like this. And this is what I think the pashtus is, although many disagree with me. Most disagree with me. I think that bishul is a process. We discussed this already at one point. Bishul is not something that happens in 1 second. It takes time to cook something, right? That's how I understood the Gemara there in Shabbos Daf Dalet. How can I save you from the Isra Skila? I take the food out before it gets cooked. That means just putting the food in the oven is not cooking it. And Ken Zion, I just put something, it's reasonable, I just put something in the Kli Rishon that's not cooked yet. It takes time to cook. Kli Rishon, because it was al gabe ha'esh, the walls of the container retain the heat long enough to create cooking. Kli Sheni, because it's holeichu miskarer, the walls of the container do not keep the heat long enough to create bishul. The Pisvei Tshuva and Yeridei Kuf Hei Os Ches with a star quotes in the Sefer Chamudei Daniel that even by bishul basar b'cholav, it doesn't happen instantly. If a piece of meat falls into a pot of milk and you like dive in, like one guy has the meat fall in the milk and like someone dives and pulls it out in a second, no? Pisvei Tshuva says, maybe there's no bishul basar b'cholav. Maybe, right? Maybe bishul's a process. It takes time. Maybe that's the pshat in the Tosis of Dofnos of Chamin as opposed to Defanos Mekareros. This is one approach. Another mahalach is, and I remember when I was learning in the Kollel and we were doing Shabbos, Rav Shechter said that Rav Soloveitchik said this is the pshat in the Tosis. That bishul has to be derech bishul. Derech bishul asr tayr is a category in Yerideya and basar b'cholav, but it's a reasonable category in all areas of halacha. The Torah only asks bishul in the normal way. If it's shalo kedarko, it's asr midivrehim. Bishul b'kli rishon is a normal way to cook. Bishul in the kli sheni is not a normal way to cook. It's not the normal way to cook. So therefore, it could be it is only asr midrabbanan usually. How come some stuff by a kli sheni is going to be heter gomer? So we'll have to discuss that in light of what we said earlier about bishul b'chama. It might be relevant, but it might be that kli sheni is not derech bishul. That's what Rav Soloveitchik, that's what Rav Shechter quoted from the Rav. Yeah, Ezra.
So then what does Rav Soloveitchik need the Tosfot thing about the walls being hot? It seems like it could work on its own.
The Rav said that what Tosis means is that the reason why it's derech bishul in the kli rishon, not in the kli sheni, is since the walls retain the heat, so therefore people are more likely to cook in it. But in the kli sheni, because the walls don't retain the heat, people are less likely to cook in it. Therefore, it is not derech bishul. Let's say, I remember years ago, Reb Fivel Cohen had a kollel in Far Rockaway for like 2 years. The kollel, I'm not exactly sure what happened to it, but Reb Fivel used to give halacha shiurim in his kollel, and he would say like some chumash on Fridays. So when I'd go to my parents for Shabbos, I used to hang out in his kollel, but on Fridays and listen to shiurim. So once upon a time, he asked the following question. Let's say I have a kli rishon with water. I take that water, I pour it into a cup. That cup is a kli sheni, right? Then let's say I take that cup and I pour it back into the original cup. What's the din of that original cup? What would you say? Right? It's like Sheva Brachas, you know, boom, boom, boom. Like no one knows how to like mix the cups on Sheva Brachas. One of the most mysterious things in Judaism. That's what you're doing. Kli rishon to kli sheni. Now back. Is that kli shlishi? Or maybe it's a kli rishon. If Tosfos is correct, that the pshat in kli rishon is defanos mechamimos, so l'cha'ora, that original cup, bliped a kli rishon. No? Isn't that cool? If Rashi is correct, that the lumdus of kli sheni as opposed to kli rishon is that it cools down, so it zikr cools down if I'm doing my Shevet Brachas trick, right? Okay, that certainly is cooled more. If you hold of derech bishul, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Is Rash, meaning, even though Tosfos gives a different reason, meaning the walls are still hot.
But I think for Rashi, that's irrelevant. For Rashi, bishul means that the water is at a certain temperature. I'm putting the Rashi together with Mechayu Adam of Yad Nechvis, etc.
Right.
If the water is 180, 190, whatever it is, it becomes less likely, if I go boop, 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 it's less likely there's going to be bishul, even though that cup, that pot was on the fire.
I mean, but if you just had water, meaning cold water, and you poured it into a Klirishon, wouldn't that be a problem? Meaning, why would
if
you
I have
this water in light of it having come from a Klirishon? We can just, meaning, once it reaches a Klishen, it isn't just like, you know, a new...
But again, the thing that's cooking is the water that was in that keli, right? And there's, I'm talking about putting something into a kli rishon, putting a piece of meat into a kli rishon, putting a piece of meat into a kli sheni. That's our conversation. So is that water, when it was on the fire, it's a kli rishon gabi eish. I take it off the fire, it's kli rishon, still shalai gabi eish. I pour it into another cup, it's a kli sheni, right? I could put a piece of meat into it. I put it back into that original cup. According to Tosis, can I put a piece of meat into it? Not bistro the tour, right? Can I put a piece of vegetable into it? Maybe not, because it was defanos mechamimos. But according to Rashi, right, l'cha'ora, for sure now it's cooled down. Maybe it's also midrabanon, according to Yerushalmi, of also harchaka l'klirishon. Maybe. But I don't know the Bafi, holds like Yerushalmi klal v'ikar, right? I just thought that's like an interesting test case to go through the possibilities that we have of kli rishon versus kli sheni. There's a fifth mahalach. Right? Again.
Rabbi Schwartz?
Yes, sir.
I think Ozzy was asking this, but if you cooked something else in that kli rishon, wouldn't that be a problem? Why should it matter that it's this thing that was in the kli rishon?
Because I'm cooking in the water that was in the kli rishon. I'm not cooking in the... It's not the walls itself that cook. It's the walls heat the water and the water cooks.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I think.
Right.
And let's talk about this in a slightly different way. Yeah.
Meaning if the walls of the pot are still hot enough.
If the walls in the pot are still hot enough, so that's a Gilgal Chayev Chatos, right? If I could cook a egg on a hot pot, so I could be Chayev Chatos, but I'm assuming I'm cooking it in the water in the pot, not on the pot itself. That's
so the walls of the pot.
The walls of the pot, Kenzine, it will cook. Kenzine, it's possible that it will still cook. Again, you have to figure out the Metzius. Also, the water that went to the kli sheni and back into it could be it's going to cool down those walls enough, right? I don't know. There is a famous Or Sameach. Or Sameach in the 9th chapter of Hilchos Shabbos tells me that we have a principle of Todos Ha'or, which is Usser. But a tolda of a tolda is like koach kolcho, says the Or Sameach. He's mamish making a cholent out of Noshim and Nezikin and Moed, like it all connects, right? Koach koichai is not a problem. Kolcho is a problem, not koach kolcho. Kli Rishon is considered a tolda, it's considered like the koach of the Eish. Kli Sheni is koach kolcho, says the Or Sameach. And therefore, it's not going to be mevashel. So in Rav Rimon's Sefer on page 220, he has a ha'ara. He says, one second. Is that true? The ha'ara, the water that was in the kli rishon, and now that water is transferred to kli sheni, does that water have the din of a tolda of a tolda? Is that water like koach kocho, or is that water like kocho? Right? Rav Rimon says, I think in the footnote there on page 220, Rav Rimon quotes this Or Sameach, and he says, in Yiddish, of course, Vashteyach Nisht. I don't know what he's talking about, because that water should be dino ke kocho or ke tolda, not like a tolda tolda. That's one ha'ara that's worth noting. Another ha'ara that's worth noting, just for you guys who might be in Rav Shechter's shir, look in the Sefer Ikvei Hatzon, page 46. Rav Shechter has a yesod that the din of kocho versus koach kocho is only formulated in certain areas of halacha. It appears in Hilchos Shechita, right? Hilchos Shechita, like if I throw a knife and I happen to kill an animal, that's considered a good shechita. Koyach koychai is not a good shechita, no? If I throw the knife and it bounces off a wall and it kills the animal, that's not a good shechita. Or the din in Simen Vav is if I like have a bicycle that has knives as the spokes and I just have chickens that come around, right? So that could be a gewaltige Shlita. No, that's basically what they do in industry, right? But if it's koach kocho, if I set up a Rube Goldberg machine, so then it's not going to be a kosher shlita. Koach kocho is not kosher for netilas yadayim. I pour water, right? That's gewaldic. That's a kosher netilas yadayim. But if I pour water and the water goes through a Rube Goldberg machine, it ends up on my hands, koach kocho, it's not netilas yadayim. That's in Arachayim Kufnantes. So Rav Shachter quotes from the Rav Bashim, his grandfather, that there are certain areas of halacha by Ritzicha in Sanhedrin Ayin Ches, the din of koyach koychai versus koychai is relevant. If I kill somebody by pulling up a bidka demaya, right, I'm a rotzeach. If the guy's a little bit far away, that's koach rishon, so I'm also a rotzeach. Very far away, koach sheni, I'm not a rotzeach. It could be that only by those three areas of halacha, the Rav quoted from his grandfather, only by those three areas of halacha do I have a distinction between koach kocho and kocho. The distinction between koach kocho and kocho does not apply to all areas of halacha. Those dinim, netilas yadayim, and shchita and ritzicha, the way the Rav said it is it requires more than koach, it requires what he called koach gavra, which I think when the Rav said it in English, it is a teleological act, right? Meaning that it's a goal-oriented thing. That it has to be totally your focus. That's what you're doing. That's koichai. Koyach kocho does not apply, but netilas yadayim, by ritzicha, and by shchita, because it's not koach gavra. But by nizakin, for example, where there's no din of koach gavra, Rav Shechter tries to show that's considered Adam Hamazek, and it's going to be Chayiv, not Grama, if it's Aydei Koach Kochel. That's the piece named Ikve Atzon, page Memvav. He doesn't note that the Ur Sameach is Lachora against this Yisod of the Rav. The Ur Sameach is saying that B'chol HaTeira Kula Koach Kochel is not Kekochel. Rav Shechter's whole piece named Ikve Atzon is to show that B'chol HaTeira Kula Koach Kochel is considered kocho. So again, what we're trying to focus on is the dinim of kli rishon versus kli sheni, and we basically have five mahalchim. I have a Yerushalmi of Asu Harchaka. I have distinctions based on how hot it is, right? That might be the Pshat and Rashi. I have this Rashba, which I don't understand. That stuff gets colder in the kli sheni. I have two reads of the Tosis, and I also have the Arsameach. That seems to be the way I can put the sugya together. I have to apologize to you. I'm going to have to finish here before 45 minutes just because my son is finishing school now. So, okay, Chevra, have a great day. And we'll continue, Emir Tashem, tomorrow. I want to talk about some of the dinim in the Kli Sheni. And we also have to talk about the in between stages, between Rishon and Sheni, being Iroi, Kaf, etc., Davar Gush, we have to talk about all of those dinim, and that should take the next day or two. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.
That's right.
Thank you.